This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Carolina now leads the series 3-1 against the Caps as they win 5-2 last night in Raleigh. Just kind of a mind-numbing game to watch, especially after Logan Thompson gives up the softy to Seth Jarvis to make it 2-0. I mean, a puck that was just right in his glove, and then he just squirts out, and then Jarvis puts it home because it's bouncing 1 foot away from the goalpost to put Carolina up 2-0. And then Chicky came to the rescue by making it 2-1 in the third. So like, okay, we've got some life here. And then, like, not even 3 minutes later, Taylor Hall's cherry picking by the blue line, and somebody just flings the puck literally 60 feet down the ice.
Breakaway.
Hits him right on the tape. He's wide open. That makes it 3-1. And then Ovi gets the 5-on-3 to give you a little ray of hope. And then Rasmus Sandin gets his stick stuck in the boards. There's a breakaway down the other end of the ice. It's 4-2, and it's game over at that point.
The thing that I noticed was just how much faster every player was for Carolina. It looked like the Caps were skating in quicksand.
Haven't you felt that the entire series?
Kind of.
Other than the little stretch there where Willie just took over in
game
two.
You're probably right. I really noticed it last night for some reason. It just looked so slow, struggling to get the puck into Carolina's zone. And Carolina was just so good at getting to the puck and getting it back into Washington's zone.
I'm no hockey expert. Everybody knows this. I'm an armchair Caps fan. But the fact that during almost every power play for the Caps, they love to just bring the puck up, dump it in and try to chase it against a quicker team that always gets to the puck first.
Right.
And then
they get it out. Yep.
And then I watch Carolina's power play, and it's surgical.
Correct.
They bring the puck up. They actually skate the puck past the blue line and keep possession of the puck.
Correct.
And then they get set up in their power play.
Like, well, it's because they're so much faster.
It's just,
I mean, they're surgical.
A little bit tilting to watch.
Yeah.
All right, let's go break down some of the audio from Spencer Carberry. This is Coach Carb's post game. First, talking about the Caps' lack of execution that helped lead to the 5-2 loss.
Carbs, at this point, how much of this is execution? It just seems like they're executing on more plays, and you guys are maybe making it difficult on yourselves with some of the mistakes and lack of execution.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate. I mean, we're giving ourselves some opportunities. We're just not executing, making the play, whatever you want to call it, and making some mistakes, and they're capitalizing.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He's not happy.
Pissed.
Also, in the first goal that Gostisbehere scored last night, he's literally just moving the puck back and forth 5, 7, 8 times.
I know.
On a stick, right? Just waiting for the perfect opportunity, and then he rips the shot on goal. Like, that's maddening too. Like, can you please go try to take the puck off his stick? Can you Can you not let him just dangle the puck for 5 seconds?
Well, you heard
waiting for the exact perfect shot.
But you heard what I said earlier about that goal, right? One of the Carolina Hurricanes was skating off of the ice mm-hmm. for a replacement.
Right.
So it was 4 Carolina players against right. 5 Caps.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shorthanded goal.
Basically,
essentially.
Yeah.
Because the other guy, the replacement, whoever it was that came mm-hmm. on for Carolina, he didn't get across the blue line before he scored. So, yeah, I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, he just had Duhaime just completely in a blender, and Duhaime couldn't get out to make the play. He throws a relatively soft shot on net, and Thompson just can't see it because he's screened by, you know, like 2 players that are out in front of him. All right, here's Coach Carbs talking about the shot discrepancy between the Caps and the Hurricanes.
Coach, we've talked about how the high danger chances have been pretty evenly matched there, but in terms of volume of shots, do you guys need to test Freddie Anderson a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't think that's an overriding theme, but I would agree at certain points we need to do a better job of shooting the puck when we get into some spots, for sure. I don't think it's a massive issue, but there have been times where I've thought through this series is shoot the puck in my head, which I'm sure maybe you have as well. So there's that. And then you got to get your shot through too, right? Like, we get a ton of shots blocked that those are good situations. Like, you got to find a way to get that puck through.
Spencer,
I don't know how you guys feel about home ice advantage. I usually don't feel that way mm-hmm. About hockey, but this has been a home ice advantage because if you count the regular season,
yeah,
the Carolina Hurricanes outscored the Caps in Carolina 18-5, and they're 4-0.
Yeah, I mean, they won 31 regular season games there,
yeah.
And they haven't dropped a playoff game on home ice yet
right.
to either the Devils or the Caps.
So 4-0 there at home, 18-5 outscoring
them. I'm very worried about Thursday. Because I know all the diehards will be going to the game.
Yeah.
I'm afraid Cap 1's not going to have juice. Because it's just going to, people are going to be.
I think you're probably right.
Resigned to the fact that the series is over.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like the team and the players need the energy the most.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a little bit at the beginning.
Maybe
that'll be it.
Maybe the extra day of. Rest helps a little bit, but I just think the better team is winning.
I mean, they got to grab a lead. You know, a couple stats which jump out at you if you were to look at the numbers. They actually won in faceoffs, mm-hmm. which they weren't doing earlier, 38-25. They out-hit Carolina. They had more chances at the power play, 5-3, and they still lost. So, you know, you made some lineup tweaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, Leonard draws back in for Radish last night.
But ultimately, you know, I was resistant to buy into Carolina just being better.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who watches those games that thinks Washington's the better team.
Yeah.
And if you really think about a big picture, yeah, it's great. Washington was the number one seed. But the last couple of months, they did not play great.
Yeah, but you know what?
And we tried to discount it.
Carolina
I
didn't
know.
Play yeah. great down the stretch either.
But somehow they found a way. With Washington, we tried to discount their slumping that they were focused on Ovi.
Right.
And that they got the record and everything. And then they had one good game, and we tried to buy into, well, that one good game, they turn around. Now, they did win their first round series, but it just looks like Carolina's better.
I don't know who the Carolina Panthers or Hurricanes were losing to down the stretch, but I'm guessing that there are just other teams in the league that match up better against Carolina.
I'm sure that's the case.
In terms of speed.
Yeah.
Because Washington just doesn't.
Yeah, and the whole advantage for Washington is they're a physical, heavy-hitting right. team. But if you can't catch the other team because they're quicker and they're better at distributing the puck and getting it out of their zone, kind of negates your physicality.
Correct.
And I think you're seeing that in this series so far. Kind of how it's playing.
I mean,
out.
How hard was it for the Caps players to get the puck on a power play to get the puck into?
It's been that way the whole time.
Borderline impossible.
Been that way the whole time.
The 4-minute power play was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
It was really, really
totally
bad.
Agree.
It was gross to watch.
I mean, you got to score on a 4-minute power play.
Well, they dump it in because when they try and take it right up the middle,
they just snatch it.
Again, yeah, it gets poked out.
I don't understand the optimal way to enter the zone for a power play, but if I had to choose between the way the Hurricanes are doing it or the way the Capitals are doing it, of course I would take the way the Hurricanes are doing it because it looks controlled and methodical. When the Caps do it, they flip the puck in and they hope that they're going to beat Carolina to the puck with their extra man and get the power play set up.
They flip
and it's
it
not
in.
Working that way.
They flip it in because they can't get it in the other way, Cakes. Well, they've tried both ways.
I understand.
And I think we talked about this before the series started. Carolina's the best team defensively in power play percentage.
Yeah, their PK is number one during the regular season.
They have basically a wall of four guys that prevents Washington from getting into the zone.
God, and then when they're just all pesky in your grill anyway.
It burns me up inside to say that Carolina's the better team.
Uh-huh.
But
what's the
through
truth?
Four games, they're the better team in the series.
That's
and
the
it,
truth.
It pains me as a Caps fan to say that, but it's pretty evident.
Doesn't mean that they'll be better than the next team that they face. But again, I think it's just a bad matchup for the Caps. If the Caps had played somebody else in this round, probably be a different outcome.
Maybe.
Here's the last clip from Coach Carbs. This is him talking about the lack of experience compared to Carolina that could be a factor that's rearing its head in this series.
Again, you guys have a pretty decent start. You have opportunities. And I wonder what you thought of where the game, that period, it's not the end of end all be all of the game, but there was four or five chances to clear the puck. I think it was Chychrun and Matt Roy, and they don't get it out. And it seemed like momentum turned right there. Do you agree with that? And was it hard at time to get it back after that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that assessment, and that's exactly where the game changes. And it's just those are the situations where and we got a lot of guys that get you can feel it a little bit of guys that are in this situation for the first time. Like I was looking at it today, is like this is an experienced group. Like they've been through this for talking about the Carolina Hurricanes through most of their guys or their core guys have been through this for 7 years, 80. I think I read today Sebastian Aho was playing in his 83rd playoff game. So there's a learning curve to this and how these games feel and what you need to do and the plays that you need to make. And you just referenced exactly. We looked excellent to start that hockey game. Fast, pucks were going to good spots, execution was spot on. But then you have a shift or two shifts where you fail to exit the zone. You just were not able to get that puck past the blue line. You don't have to make a play. It just has to get past that blue line, and it doesn't. And now look out. And so those are key plays in tight series that we have to learn, and guys have to learn that it just cannot happen when the stakes, when you get to this point in the playoffs with the best eight teams in the National Hockey League, just can't happen.
Almost sounds like he's resigned to the outcome, too. I mean, I know he was pissed in that first question, but it just sounds like he is.
He's frustrated.
He's trying to wrap his brain around it, too.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Leonard's fast, and he's going to be a good player. Played him 9 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I can't remember who said it. Maybe it was Cakes. Maybe they should put Ryan Leonard in the top two lines.
I didn't say that. That might have been a caller that said that, or somebody that called in, or a guest. I think he's still a little bit too raw to be that high in the lineup, but...
I think he's a little too green for that. But look, he's part of their future.
There's no way he's elevating Leonard when he's basically saying our guys are inexperienced.
Right, right.
Well, just that he can inject some life into pretty much a lifeless offense.
Yeah. And the Caps, by the way, 2-for-12 on the power play in the series.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to win you a lot of series when the power play is falling apart.
And one of those conversions is a 5-on-3.
That is true.
And I said this yesterday. I just think the overall difference in per player, per skate is just so much faster. And then that allows them to get more shots. And I know we kind of griped about the shot attempts versus shots on goal. Shot attempts to me are just as important because things can happen, you know, deflections and ricochets, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that Carolina basically has outshot the Caps 2-1,
right,
if not more, 3-1 in some of these games has been the biggest
difference. And Carbs did touch on it. Like, even he is thinking sometimes just shoot the puck.
Right.
It seems like sometimes the Caps are looking for that extra fancy pass. You don't need to make the extra fancy pass.
Just shoot it.
Pour it on net. Maybe it hits somebody's skate. Maybe it hit somebody's stick that's out for a deflection.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Anything.
Mm. Well, I could tell you that my 15-year-old, who, you know, she watches the Caps during the playoffs. She watched a little bit during the regular season, but she gets in during the playoffs, you know, makes a point of watching, and she gets emotional about it. And she's like, our puck control's terrible. And every time they dump it in the corner, she just loses her mind.
Right.
Especially when it looks like you could carry it a little further and maybe just probe a little bit.
Yeah.
And we just dump it and then, you know, change lines. And I try to explain it's all organized. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But from a novice's perspective, it's frustrating.
I mean, at some point, you know, the guys have been out there for a minute, minute
you gotta
and a half.
Change, of course.
Yeah, you got to flip the puck up and give them time to make the line change. And
yeah.
But to me, the most maddening thing is just dumping it in for the power play. Like, and I understand that Carolina's setting up their line of defense right at the blue line, making it near impossible for you to cross and set everything up the way you want to. But man, when I see that puck go into the corner and then I see Carolina zoom to it
and just chuck it all the way back.
Harmlessly flick it 100 feet down the ice.
Just waste another 30 seconds.
I start tilting my face off. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And hopefully the coaches can draw up something better for game 5,
by the way,
before Thursday.
Didn't we notice that there was at least one or how many power plays did they have yesterday?
5.
They had the 5-on-3. There was at least one of them, if not two of them, where Ovi wasn't out there for the entire power play. In fact, in one of them, he wasn't out there at the beginning of the power play.
Right.
He came in the second half of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's clearly just trying different lineups, anything he can.
Yeah.
Right, to get a spark.
He's doing whatever he can to try to draw this team close to even.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a 2-game hole at this point. Game 5 back at Capital One on Thursday. Our Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Don't forget, later in the show, Chase Hughes will join us coming up at 8:40 to talk about the Wizards' tumble down the draft lottery board. That's coming up at 8:40 here on The Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.